I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy, it is. Yeah. And the Oscars are upon us. You know, what didn't get an Oscar that obviously should have?
I think you'd be surprised at a lot of them.
Oh, I think so. I think so.
Paul Newman, he was nominated for, man, so many movies. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Hud, Cool Hand Luke, Absence of Malice. He ultimately won for The Color of Money. He is great in it, and it's a well-deserved movie. But oftentimes, when they do these, like, sort of...
gratuitous.
Yeah, too late. You know, they got to give somebody an award.
Scorsese Departed.
Yes, that's it, right. And another Italian, Al Pacino, nominated through the years for his turns in the Godfather movies, probably Dog Day Afternoon, sure. I think. He gets it for Scent of a Woman. When you look back on the Al Pacino back then, he wasn't that over-the-top guy.
About Francis Ford Coppola.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting it as director for Godfather?
Yeah.
How
yeah, I mean, in 72?
Yeah, how does that really happen? You know who got an Oscar, but for Best Picture? For Rebecca in 1940, Hitchcock. And he never got it for director.
Yeah. So speaking of The Godfather, at the 45th Academy Awards, 1972, Marlon Brando won Best Actor. James Caan was nominated for Supporting Actor, but that award went to Joel Grey for Cabaret.
There you go. Peter O'Toole, nominated for Lawrence, but okay. I don't think he ever got an Oscar.
So Tom Cruise, you know, early on...
He played that wheelchair vet?
Yeah, but you know what? That was the year Daniel Day-Lewis won for My Left Foot, so mm-hmm. also another wheelchair turn. So yeah, Tom Cruise lost out to Daniel Day-Lewis for My Left Foot, which I guess you could make an argument. That makes sense. However, Jerry Maguire, which he is phenomenal in.
He is
a great star, nuanced star turn, the kind that would, in any other year, should have won for Best Actor. The award went to Jeffrey Rush for playing the pianist in Shine, which no one even cares about today.
Jack Nicholson not nominated for Shining, for Jack Torrance in Shining? I got it right here.
Okay.
I mean, look at that face.
Wow. Well, you know, probably because it was so over the top. But you know what he also was snubbed for?
No.
Chinatown.
Oh, right. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, but only managed to take home Best Screenplay.
As I look over the years, I'm disappointed. I think Pulp Fiction really didn't get anything.
No, Pulp Fiction didn't. The 1994 Oscar for Best Picture, Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption. And Shawshank obviously won that year.
Okay. And you can see how in the general population, Shawshank would be more popular. How about this? Judy Garland
for
Wizard of Oz?
Snubbed?
Forget it.
Unbelievable. I quit. This year, though, I was stunned that Annette Bening...
Oh, on the top of my list.
Her performance in 20th Century Women is one of the finest performances by any actor in any year. I know that we're critical of the Academy for sometimes, you know, like, for instance, hashtag Oscar so white. When they have a performance by somebody like that, they can't even see it because they just, I don't know if people are paying it close enough attention to women. Forget about color.
When, despite 3 million votes that Hillary Clinton got above Donald Trump still became president.
Kate Winslet in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, yeah, too quirky a film. It's too...
See, yeah, that's the weird thing. Yeah. Sometimes they get snubbed because I think they're just too offbeat.
Let me talk about Tarantino again. Leo and Christoph Waltz, both nominated in 2013 for Django. Was Jamie Foxx in that movie?
When I look back on that movie, yes, Jamie Foxx was good, but he seemed to be even keeled in it.
Waltz can always go over the top, and Leo did go over the top.
Yeah.
That's it for Oscar snubs.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can say is don't mess with Cinema Classics, because we're going to second guess you right down to the end.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.